Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I have great, great New York stories. Single man New York stories. And it's not that I was single. I was married at the time. Yeah. But I was alone in New York.
Yes. Adventuring in the city. Is the worst hangover... Let me see if I got this right. The worst one was when we made you go to the peanut butter and jelly restaurant.
That was the worst one. That was it. And you guys had scheduled an outing. So a friend reaches out to you.
Reaches out to me. I'm expecting to be asked to host some sort of event. The line of the text says, "We'd love you to be a part of this, but we think Rob Spiewak would be the perfect fit." Someone, a friend of mine, a captain of industry, reached out to me to get in touch with Rob Spiewak to host an event.
I went up to the top of the boat. You know, it's got the Spanish galleon
thing.
You have the high back where the captain steers the boat, and then you have the other high end, which is the front, and had a fantastic time going up there until the little, like, five-year-old told me, you know, "No adults up here." I said, "That's ridiculous." I said, "I am completely within my rights to be anywhere on this ship that I want to be."
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Seattle, Washington, Grand Canyon, Arizona, Peru, Pennsylvania. Billy Peru. Let me get out the old Billy Peru. The Magic Kingdom. Really?
Yeah, really.
No, you're not allowed. No.
Really?
No, I'm getting my... Well, I have a new pen lying around here.
All right, well, then just skip to the city. Just skip to the city.
Not, Disney doesn't make it. That's a whole week of Disney. I have to mention the Magic Kingdom.
Just mention Anaheim. Just mention Anaheim.
Do you listen to this show? Do you pay attention to that? Do they teach you that here?
The reason I went in there is because...
Yeah, it was Orlando, but it's still the Magic Kingdom.
Isn't that Disneyland?
Yeah, land is the king.
That's Disneyland, yes.
I thought it would be fun to get your reaction on that one.
And then it's another one we're so lazy. The Fontainebleau, because Blair's there.
I liked his phrasing.
Like, I don't know he's there. Like, he hasn't let the world know he's there. Very disappointed in the cities this week. Very lazy. Very lazy. But that's okay.
I loved his phrasing. Right. I loved his phrasing because he put some effort into it.
What did he say?
No, he put more effort into it than you did. But I mean, it's just...
Actually, I added to it.
It's a little frustrating. Really?
Yes.
No, but I mean, you know, it's like the same. You know, it's like,
I don't know.
You know
about
how
Blair.
I look at it I know you don't understand. That's Paul Christine.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Who's in Miami.
I thought you meant
Tony. I mean,
Tony
we have
Blair.
More than four listeners.
Tony
we
Blair.
Really do.
We do.
To the best of my knowledge, we truly do. So I would like new cities tomorrow, please.
You shall have six new cities.
I hate to start it on a negative note, but
not at all.
You know, when lazy-itis hits the very beginning of the show on Monday, I have to correct. I just have to. I like fresh and new, and that nothing could be. Disney, the Magic Kingdom, where I vomited. My last trip there, and I mean my last.
Final, meaning final. Yes, ultimate.
I like how you're keeping it honest on this Monday. It's great.
Well, sometimes it doesn't take much time for me to realize where I am. Welcome to the... Really? You know it, Oscar. You know that feeling, don't you?
Yeah, my back's in pain.
That
I'm
ceiling,
on happy meds right now.
I mean, it's you and the quiet quitters. That's what it is. But anyway.
They're not quiet quitting. They've been quitting loudly for years.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Welcome to
you
the Mike
You two have
Mike
a wonderful dynamic together. I love when you chat.
Yes,
great.
I know. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if you do things differently, maybe someday it'll never happen.
You see, but I stand by the fact that I'm sorry you didn't like the Disney reference.
No, you stand by the fact that you could, in your mind, I know how you feel. You don't feel like you could do anything that would ever change it. And you might be right. You might be right about that.
Well,
I don't know.
What does that mean?
No, the dynamic between Oscar and me when we start
we
mentioning quiet quitting, you and Pony.
Oh, I see. But the thing about
Did
the...
Did you not understand that?
No, I totally understood it.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing about the Fontainebleau is that I thought you'd have fun with it because of it was a very descriptive And also right. one we've never mentioned
How
before.
How could you not deny the quiet quitting? You're just like, yes, I am quiet quitting.
No,
you
took no, no,
kept
no.
Rolling.
No, he doesn't. You know, he doesn't. He's quiet quitting. He doesn't care.
Oh, that's nonsense. I mean,
but it's true.
If someone told me they were quiet quitting and I really wasn't quiet quitting, I would
have my eyeballs pouring out of my head.
You're like, yeah, I am, but let's
not
keep it
moving. Not to worry.
I can't argue it because you've already decided it's happening.
No, we haven't.
That's what I just said. I said, yeah, that in your mind,
right.
You said it doesn't matter what you do, you have cemented your reputation and there's nothing you could do to change it. Would that be accurate?
Well,
I think
you're playing both
like
sides
this.
Now. You're playing both sides, I think.
What do you
so
mean
you're
I'm
saying
playing both
that
sides? I'm not playing a game.
No. I mean, if I were to deny that I'm quiet quitting, you would just double down and truly insist that I was anyway.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, if you denied it and then we just went back and forth about it instead of just taking it and then we're just
Well,
keep
no,
moving
because
with it?
Taking it, both Rob and Pony know that taking it, you might not get your reward now, but you will get your reward online, where they both
are. That's nonsense. That's garbage. Yeah.
That's
not
absolutely true.
No, it's not at all.
It's absolutely true. I get slammed more. Yeah. Pony's not on the show as much as he used to be. I get on almost a weekly basis.
Leave Pony alone.
Leave Rob alone. Leave Pony
alone.
You see, but all the time.
To me, the quiet quitting is such a ridiculous notion. That it's like, why even address it? To me, anyway. I mean, I really...
See, I think it's funny.
Okay.
That's why I say it. It's funny. All right, you really ready? Since we're pulling back the curtain,
you
really ready for the truth? I don't believe you're quiet quitting either.
That's the
I
joke.
Do not believe you're quiet quitting.
Okay.
I do not believe it. I believe that you are as dedicated. There are things you do and things you don't do, like there are things I do and things I don't do. But as far as dedication and taking your job seriously and coming in here and playing the game, you're there all the time. There are things that you do as there are things I do to you that drive you nuts, but that's 30 years.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
so when I say the quiet quitting about the – and when I say, as you know, when I say something about the cities, you have no idea whether something's going to, be weird
well,
about
the
cities.
Well, I rolled the dice, and I thought that you would have fun with the Disney thing, and I honestly did like
it. I freak because Disney, but that's not, you're not expected to know that. So I have
there's
fun
every
with it
chance,
I say
that. There's every chance that you could have said, Anaheim, California, bleh, and then just moved on. You might have, but it's hard to predict. It's sometimes hard to predict.
Sometimes you don't know that I really am thinking I'm going to have to say that every day.
From the control room, do you have your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, from the control room, you should probably read what Pony wrote. He just sent it to Mike, though. He just sent it to Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this will be a surprise to all of us.
This will be
fun.
That's
not from Pony. That's not from Pony.
What did Pony send, Oscar?
Yeah, what did I say?
Pony, a listener not named Pony wrote, his liver is quiet quitting.
Oh, that's about me.
That was sent by Oscar.
That was more of a loud quit.
That was a loud quit.
Yeah,
but
it was.
Didn't quit.
I'd like for him
He's
to quiet,
healthier than I am.
I'd like for him to quietly quit living.
I understand that.
See, this is funny.
But anyway, if we can move.
That's why I'm laughing.
God. I went to Walmart right before the show.
Anyone quiet quitting there?
I got a pencil holder.
Oh, look at that. Don't make a mistake. That wouldn't be a good drink holder because
I got a copy holder.
Ooh.
Oh, let's see that.
No.
No, come on. Let me see it.
He doesn't have copy or pencils.
We're baby stepping. Yes.
And I got two clipboards.
Oh, I like that. Because
my fan in my new studio blew my copy off the stage. So now I have firm backing.
But mostly you just
all this stuff.
Don't you
so
mostly
I can say
read your copy
the Palatial
of-
Hotel. Probably the Magic Kingdom. And no, there. I stand by both of my critiques for that. And I don't want to make anybody angry.
No, and that's the last thing you want to do.
I think it's too late.
I certainly don't want to make someone angry who's been such a wonderful supporter of this show.
Right.
But I actually thought about Pauly and his vacation schedule.
Oh, well, now that he's not working anymore.
But it just kind of, there's something unusual. Another vacation in the sun and fun.
What are we jealous about, though? The guy's living his best life.
I'm not jealous, Oscar. I'm just saying it's, I don't know.
You see, Mike, what I had pictured
really
was
not jealousy.
Sort of a Johnny Olsen read like this from Neil Gleason show, because they mentioned, you know, he loved that hotel.
All right, stop the music for a second.
Okay.
From the Gleason show.
Yeah.
Are aware of the fact that the overwhelming majority of people listening to this show maybe watched Jackie Gleason
Lethal
when they were children.
Weapon one,
but
two,
the vast majority of people,
four.
they don't.
Yeah, but
know
it's such a classic read that I thought you two could have fun with it like this.
From the sound and fun capital of the world,
he had to play
Miami
it.
Beach, we bring you
Mike O'Mara Show. You see?
Yeah.
It's that.
Was that
now, what if you put,
after
what
the
if
Bay
you
of
put
Pigs?
Something? What if you put something together with that, and did that? That would be fun.
Like for the show open?
Yeah.
But if you're quiet quitting, you don't put more effort into your job. You do less.
No, if you're quiet quitting, what you do is you sit around and stew about the guy who sits to your left for 12 years. That's when you quiet quit. You know what's not quiet? A gun.
hey.
Wow.
This is not the time to be talking that way.
You're right, Oscar.
How dare
Thank you.
You.
A little respect.
Speaking of, difficult anniversaries. I, like a lot of people, because we are in year 21 of
our
the
Lord.
Anniversary of 9/11. Oh. Didn't think about it. I had a great day watching football with my family, with my son. Not watching the whole game. I don't force him to do that. He comes in and he comes out, but watching the last 25 mm-hmm. minutes of the game and having so much fun. And I think we turned a corner where now he's got that feeling, and it might not last, not with that team, but to be an underdog and have the New York Giants win after investing so much interest in them over the summer was a big fun for the family. And then afterwards, I said to my wife, I said, you know, I think I want him to watch the piece that they did on the firefighters' anniversary
9/11.
With 9/11.
Oof.
And it really... it's been a long time since I've done a deep dive. I avoid those documentaries because I just, I don't know, it just makes me feel out of sorts, as it does, I'm sure, a lot of people.
Well, we were very close to
you
it.
You were in New York?
Yeah.
Yes, about 65 blocks away in Midtown Manhattan, and Trade Center Towers were in Lower Manhattan, and it was, wow, to think about those guys and to really, really, regardless of how you feel about, you know, who was responsible and why they did it. I don't try to understand insanity. I think it's a fruitless, activity to try to do that, to put my, but I do think about the few things that I picked up from the broadcast last night, which was stunning. When you realize that these guys, many, many, many of these firefighters, a few hundred who were killed on 9/11, knew the deal. They knew that they were risking their lives going into those towers. What they didn't really know, most of them, was that the towers would collapse. Nobody mm-hmm. knew that. There was no precedent for mm-hmm. it. It had never happened before. But the idea of what those guys are and the culture they live by is not like anything that I've seen. It's just spectacular. Next to, you know, Medal of Honor recipients on the field of battle, and there are plenty of those guys too, and women who have, given their lives for the country. But boy, oh boy, just amazing to watch those tough New York City firefighters and hear the stories about what they were all about. And I think what touched me more than anything was the fact that in the case of the two current firefighters who were children, my son's age, mm-hmm. when the towers collapsed, and they lost their father, and that for years, every one weekday, I think it was Monday, they cooked dinner for these kids. And they went to their baseball games. They went to their Little League games. They supported the family. And
nine kids total.
Just amazing. Yeah, nine kids, Catholic family.
Mm-hmm.
It was just... wow. So I had my son watch it, and what I feared might happen today on the ride to school, where he was talking about planes, and I made it real clear to him that, you know, there's security at airports now to prevent that type of thing. There wasn't the same kind of security prior to that, but I thought it was important for him to see it, because a lot of people say that, these firefighters, a couple of them said it last night, right, Oscar, where they were talking about the idea of not forgetting. They don't want it to be a page in a history book. They want this to be a living history.
Speak their names.
Yeah, speak their names.
Keep their memory alive.
Yeah.
Not just share the tragedy, but also share the camaraderie and the bravery that it took to go up those towers. And Mike, what I took away from that piece, and I watch it with my wife, who's roughly 9 years younger than me, is that we both sat there, not as, you know, as curious, you know, television viewers. We sat there openly weeping at a story that literally happened in, you know, if you look at our lifetimes, just yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the blink of an eye, things can go wrong. Rob and I were both in Manhattan on that day. We've talked about it ad nauseum. And Rob, I don't know about you, but do you remember the limo on Friday coming out of the Lincoln Tunnel?
Yeah, of course.
And we all look back at the skyline, and that's the one where
forever
we all,
changed. Forever
we
changed.
We were all, everybody affected. It got real quiet in that car. The only way we could get out after a full week, the city was shut down.
Yeah.
Nobody coming in and out. It was really on lockdown for a number of days, and we were in Manhattan broadcasting that week from WNEW New York, and that was, of all the memories I have, I remember looking at that traditional skyline that, you know, for those of you that are younger, there was, you know, it was the definitive view of New York City from a distance. The World Trade Center towers. You have now the Empire State Building, and of course you have the new building that's been constructed where Ground Zero was, but there was nothing like that skyline, and you still see it. I still see it in movies where, you know, it'll be, I think Wall Street might be a movie that has it.
Yeah.
And man, we, you know, what I haven't told my son this, I haven't talked about this. We came back to regular news and traffic. Do you remember that when we were listening to that and we were kind of like, we were all, we'd been so immersed in it in the middle of Manhattan that we said, what they're doing regular traffic? What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Don't they know? And it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same anywhere else in the country.
No.
Because of the shutdown and how all encompassing it was. And most people who were in Manhattan that morning, I think the only way they could get out was walk out. Was I right about that? They'd walk across the bridge if they were in the other boroughs.
As a matter of fact, Billy Staples, who was producing, I think, for Ron and Fez at that time, had to sneak into the city. He hid and took back stairways in train stations to get into the city that day. It was tight security. You couldn't do anything. And the one thing that I think of, that I mean, well, there's a million things that I think of.
Well, you of all the three of us were you were in New York when this happened, and you have also seen the memorial.
Yes,
in person.
Yes,
which I have not.
I have not either.
The memorial.
It's pretty life changing. I'll tell you what. It's an amazing, amazing thing, and it's like Mike. It's not something I like to revisit. I don't like to think about it. I've talked to my kids about it a little bit, but it was such a tragic and off-putting and distressing week that it's not something I want to revisit. Anyway,
it was the example to me at the moment, Rob. I don't know how you felt about it, of just life can change
on a dime.
Instantaneously.
Yeah. Everything changed.
And the difference between you know, having a major health event or having an accident or anything like that. Yeah, it can for individuals, but it changed instantaneously for an entire nation. That was the stunning thing to me about 9/11. By interrupting,
that's all right. I was also thinking that I was lucky in a certain amount of one way is that there was also no way to know everything was happening so fast. My wife and Julia, Robert wasn't born yet. They were in Iowa. So I knew they were safe, even if something went down in D.C. But the one memory that I will never, never, ever forget is, I believe, the night of the 12th, which would have been the day after, I just had to get out of my hotel and walk around because I just spent 2 days staring at Peter Jennings. And I walked down to Times Square, and you talk about a city on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I sneezed or coughed. I think I sneezed. And there was an echo in Times Square. Mm. That's how empty
the city
was.
Well, you're a loud sneezer, though.
This is true. And that's what I was shooting for. I actually sneezed at the buildings. But the city was so quiet. It was nightmarish.
Like I Am Legend quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
We took our meals together a lot in that city, and I want to see if I've got this memory right, Rob. Did we not have dinner at least at one location, maybe more than one, where the people would applaud outside when the
fire trucks would go by? It
was the Italian
restaurant between our hotels and Central Park, and I can't think of the name of the restaurant, but their logo was a nose. They had noses everywhere. I do remember that, but we were eating outside, and every time a first responder or an
emergency
officer,
vehicle would go by,
everyone would applaud.
And do you remember the guys covered with dust?
Yes.
Oh, I remember that too.
Do you remember on Thursday or so when the wind shifted and we could smell the fire?
Yeah.
That was the worst.
Was that
the night you made out with Jack Wagner?
No, that was a different night.
No, that I don't know whether that was
I think that was
before
pre,
or after.
I think that was before because after 9/11, Jack Wagner was different.
Well, you could go back and look at the run of You're funny. You could look.
He was passionless after
so
the
there
attack.
Was a,
didn't you meet Jack Wagner? And
yes.
Like,
I didn't meet Jack Wagner.
You hung
out with Jack
Wagner. Yeah, you hung
out
with him. Yeah.
So there was a, we stayed
yeah,
at
I
a hotel.
That.
We stayed at a hotel called the Parker Meridian.
Beautiful
which was
hotel.
A great, great,
great
beautiful hotel.
Hotel.
Absolutely loved it. Loved that CBS put us up there. Well, Rob did not have the pleasure.
No, I was
of
at the Park Central Hotel, which the motto was less Band-Aids in the hallway this week.
Band-Aid on the floor. Rob counted for an entire week.
Yeah, every day I'd walk by. I got to a party. Like, hi, Band-Aid.
Nobody picked up the Band-Aid.
And I wasn't going to do it.
So in the history of my drinking, this would have been my truly heavy drinking years.
This was great because as the producer at that time, I would be responsible for gathering up the receipts for the expense reports.
Yep.
And I always used to say, what was the name of the, was it Zeppies? Zeppies.
Zeppies.
I would always look at Mike's receipt for Zeppies and figure out what time he closed out his tab. It was a fun Friday activity.
Just a short walk from our studio, I think on 6th Avenue was the Parker Meridian Hotel. And at that particular time in my life, the foundation of my marriage starting to show strain, the idea of being a vital man in his 30s, late 30s, in Manhattan.
Yes.
And a hotel that had a full-time bar
connected.
That was just adjoining the hotel. Ooh. Attached to it, literally a hallway, an indoor hallway. Yes. You could walk down to the bar, and the bar closed at, I don't think I'm exaggerating, 4 a.m.
That's about right.
Mm-hmm. So Jack Wagner, I believe the show was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Got the memory.
Jack Wagner was on Broadway and obviously staying. I don't know if he was staying at the same hotel, but I believe he was. That's
probably
why he went
to
Zeppy's. Now, Zeppy's, the owner, who I became friends with, had a conga,
yes.
A drum.
Yeah,
a
the
drum.
Conga drums, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And quite often you could find me on a weeknight in the wee hours of the morning jamming with the congas. It was
with Jack Wagner?
No, not with Jack Wagner.
This is many nights
okay,
there.
Gotcha,
many
gotcha,
nights
gotcha.
There.
Many, many. And quite often I would drag the crew over to Zeppy's, and it was absolutely a certainty that they would all leave before me.
Well, Mike, that was fun to go to Zeppy's with you. What wasn't fun is when you said, come on, let's all go watch Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
The marriage was collapsed.
You didn't want to be alone.
Now, that was post 9/11.
That's right, because that was when you had a place up there.
Yeah. That's a long story that maybe I'll tell someday. So sitting in Zeppy's late. It's late.
Yes.
I'd been there for definitely a while because I know when I've crossed that threshold, the alcohol threshold, I do not have a problem with shyness.
Right.
And I see Jack Wagner, and I recognize him right away because he's a celebrity golfer.
A-list celebrity, Jack Wagner, at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Maybe the beginning of the beginning of the sprint to be.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had a hit record under his belt. He was a soap opera guy. He was on Broadway.
But I knew him from the celebrity golf circuit out in Tahoe. That celebrity golf tournament, and I've always thought one of the greatest things for me would be to ever compete in one of those celebrity
pro-ams.
Yeah. Not even a pro-am, but the celebrity golf circuit. But I'll never be there because I'm not a former athlete or a media celebrity of that level.
Jack Wagner was on Melrose Place, Mike. The man is an A-lister.
Yes. Is this his song?
Yes. Don't you remember this, Mike? All I Need. I'm sure you played it a few times.
Power 105 WAVA. Jack Wagner, personal friend.
Kissing you was not what I had planned.
Well, a Brian Adams feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And now I'm not so sure.
In the second verse, he talks about going to Zeppi's. Oh, Jack, we hardly knew you.
How did you approach? Because I know you're not shy, but it's different. You know, you're not at Sturgis. You're at Zeppi.
Well, he came in with a 14.
Okay.
On his arm.
Yeah.
So I remember that. And she
then
was...
Mike stood on the table and said, anyone in this bar ever been on General Hospital?
I got him immediately to fall in love with me by bringing up our favorite sport.
Golf. Yeah.
And we had, and it was all golf, all to the point where he was giving me golf tips, like with the air swing in the middle of the bar. And I do remember one thing. This was super late. This was after the Broadway show was over that
sure.
night, I think. I think maybe they were. I don't think they were dark that night. I don't think so. And to give you an idea of my world, they left before me.
Well, he did
because
have
I
a
just
6
would
p.m.
Stay.
Curtain tomorrow.
I mean, you didn't have to
no
go
reason.
Anywhere. That was your home.
Yeah, but I had a midday show to do the next day.
Fair,
yeah.
fair
and
enough.
It was meaningless to me as far as going in there and being in there. It was terrible. I knew I'd be funny. But I didn't necessarily come into work. I it was more staying up late than it was, you know, getting sloppy because I couldn't have dealt with a hangover of that magnitude every day.
I always remember coming home on Fridays from our trips to New York, especially early on, not only being hungover on Friday, but usually waking up with like a bruise or something. I mean, it was just
taking a fall.
Yeah, it would fall down. I took one fall where I literally saw my feet silhouetted against the moon.
Yep.
It was just a horrible fall.
I had great New York stories. Single man New York stories. And it's not that I was single. I was married at the time. Yeah. But I was alone in New York.
Yeah. Adventuring in the city. Is the worst hangover, let me see if I got this right. The worst one was when we made you go to the peanut butter and jelly restaurant.
That was the worst one. That was it. And you guys had scheduled an outing after the show, right? Was it after the show?
No, that was when we were still going up for afternoons.
Oh,
why,
okay.
I
afternoon
don't know.
Drive.
Yeah, and then...
After we had failed in middays.
No, it was before middays. We got shifted
before
to...
middays.
Yes.
Okay.
And all then right. we...
I don't remember. We were in afternoon when we were going up there?
Yeah, we were going up and doing the show in afternoon. Remember, that's when we would record in that production room studio. Because O&A were doing their show live in the air studio.
Okay. All right.
Pete Johnson would set us up in the production room studio.
I just remember sitting as a young buck in the radio world in a smelly gasoline-filled van with a bunch of T-shirts, and this is one of many of just sitting on the Beltway. For those of you not in the area, it's just the slab of highway around D.C.
The Circumference Road.
And Buzz Burbank at the time. Asking you guys if he should or should not order his sectional couch. And I said, what is happening here? Because there was a big, should we order this couch or should we not order this couch? And I said, what is happening on this show where they're like convincing their news guy to order furniture or not?
Yeah, that was us. That's what we did. And nothing has really changed.
But it was so funny because you guys wouldn't relent. You're like, what happens if you don't order, I mean, what are you sitting on? Like, it was so...
Was he talking about his home?
No, for his place in New York, if he should order the furniture or not.
Oh, Buzz didn't have a place in New York, though.
That was me.
That had that to
was,
been
oh,
Mike.
Oh, it was you. Then it was you.
Uh-huh.
That was me.
What were you sitting on?
I had a Pottery Barn chair that was a fantastic chair, a single chair.
Yeah.
And the apartment was so small.
It was tiny.
That I would, you know, and I didn't know whether it was worth it buying a sectional or a couch to have people come and visit because I didn't know if I'd ever have people over. I ended up having Rob and Lisa and who else?
I
Charlie.
Think Roy Hill came, yeah.
Over to my house and, you know,
Rudy
Rob.
Rudy Giuliani came over, I think.
Rob gave me some lovely figurines for the apartment. And
I had forgotten about that.
And it was lovely.
I was riveted by what, why and how you only had one chair in your New yeah. York apartment.
And it's so because sad it was, to go into a room with one chair. So
yeah.
sad.
Yeah. I was sad. I look back on New York.
Time.
Our New York run, 9/11 included, it just was it was not the best of times.
No.
And you would think it was not. We had been passed over. We were passed over for the morning show after Howard. We gave up our afternoon drive, which was enormously successful, to do middays because we wanted to have Philadelphia and New York and beyond there.
Team players.
That middays in those markets were more important to us than being number one in Washington. And as it turned out, we thought we'd come up and slay the dragon in New York, and it didn't happen. And not only did it not happen, but we had a radio war with Opie and Anthony at the
right.
same time, and it was just not a happy time. It was
from
it
a
was
listener
not a-
standpoint, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, and I know it was painful for you guys. Some of the most riveting radio, not just the war, but the fact that you would go up to New York and then come back from New York, and then you would take the Acela, and I didn't know what the Acela was, but then I found out what it was because that's what wealthy people ride in New York and come back in, like just put. From a listener standpoint, it was exciting to hear the momentum of the show, ups and downs.
There was a lot going on, and so when there's a lot going on, there's content. The two things that generate content,
yep.
Doing stuff, getting out and about, it always yep. does, and people.
Yes.
So if you have new people that come by, that's why, you know, this is, once again, pulling the curtain back a bit, a little more challenging for me down here.
Yeah.
You can't just be a complete hermit unless you're going to do what Tucker Carlson does. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about politics all day, you don't have to interact or do anything or try to entertain. With our kind of radio, you got to get out and you got to experience mm-hmm. things. Like, for example, a 9-year-old pirate cruise.
Yes.
That might be a great idea for content. Go on a 9-year-old pirate cruise on Saturday.
That's a good idea, Mike.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
I already did. I did it Saturday.
Anyway, but that's the world that we live in.
Yeah.
It is so much fun to talk about interactions.
Yes.
Especially if they go askew. And when you've got a forum like this where you can talk about it at all times. You can
yeah.
anything that you need mm-hmm. to vent about, you vent. Some better than others.
Yeah.
And,
I mean breakups. We've talked about here on air.
The greatest, my greatest story was not a divorce. It was breaking up with a girl that I was dating. And we had gone to Bermuda together, and we broke up in Bermuda because I said something horrible, and it was just it was bottom. It was about, there were a couple of those. That's another thing. When you're in a relationship where things stabilize, as they have for me, my God,
yeah.
I've been married for 13 years and together with this person for 19 years.
She saved your life.
Yep.
I think she did, to a degree.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you think they saved each other?
Oh, no, I would. 2 wives ago, they would have pulled the plug on the first hip surgery.
What, well, just haven't put them under? Sorry, didn't
well,
work out.
Well, we punched through it. We yeah. punched through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The early days were difficult for her. She's tough. She's super tough.
She was still
the toughest
to high
woman
school,
I know.
You know?
Yeah. Well,
what's
now
that?
She's
still a senior in high school. She just wanted to get her diploma.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier now. She has her license.
Yeah, and she can drive now.
Yeah. Mature beyond her years, you know? And,
yes.
You know, and not that, you know, doesn't have to do that pesky homework anymore. We have to take a little break. When we come back,
you weren't
we'll get
much
the
help
homepage.
On that anyway.
I know. Yeah.
Lucky
lucky to get a BA. Yeah. And I don't mean Beth Ann McBride, our
you
former
never
producer.
Do. You never
we will take a break, come back with the homepage and more. more fun and more thrills. I don't know where that went down the rabbit hole. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Monday.
He's back and better than ever.
Looking fit and ready to go for another year.
Nikki Diamond. Now with the help of 9-year-old whiz kid Evan Freeman and the power of the 10K Diamond.
This software runs a 10,000 simulation of each game.
His picks for week one say it all.
Giants on the upswing. Titans on the downswing. I like the Steelers plus 6.5 at Cincinnati. The Texans at home getting 7 points against the Colts. The Colts lose. Monday night, Russell Wilson goes home. The crowd's going to go crazy. Too many points. Give me the Seahawks.
Start your football weekend
in the now.
Thursdays, all season long on TMOS.
He killed it, right? Did he kill it this weekend?
You bet with Nikki this past week.
Yeah, you're a smart
you won
man.
A ton of money.
Oh, he makes me laugh and he makes us money. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You may be wondering if right now is a good time to buy a home. Well, according to my friend...
Do you have the right spots for today?
Do I not? I thought I did.
This should be electric bike.
Oh. Yes. All right, hold on a second.
No problem.
That's no problem.
Lincoln pad.
Yeah, don't you have an electric bike, Oscar?
It's charging in my office as we speak.
I always pay cash.
You know what the beauty of my electric bike is?
What's that then?
You guys are fantastic.
My wife...
My wife. Of course it's electric bike.
It's so enamored with electric bike that she wants one of her own.
Oh, and then you can go out together.
We can ride to work together and see if you can get through the bikers with regular pedals and no, motors.
Will you be side by side or racing?
We'll be racing.
Attaboy.
Do you have yours back? Is yours back?
Yeah, mine's it's charging in my office as we speak.
We love them.
Yeah, we love them.
You guys, can I get to the commercial?
Please, God, already?
Excuse me.
Just kidding. Thank you for being professional. If you've ever shopped for electric bikes, you probably needed to sit down when you saw the price tag, huh? Oh, wow. But electric e-bikes cost way less than other e-bikes without skimping on quality or features. And price isn't the only reason electric e-bikes are for everyone. They fold in half for easy storage.
Mm-hmm.
They come fully assembled with free shipping. Plus, you can customize your e-bike with seat padding,
yes,
size and suspension. The options to maximize comfort, not to mention that it's way, way more eco-friendly than a car.
Yes.
Explore the great outdoors of the city while keeping the air clean. There are 200,000 dedicated electric e-bike riders on the road so far. 200,001 if you count Oscar Santana.
Two is my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
That's exciting. Two.
I just ordered a backpack for Santos so I could actually wear Santos while I'm on the scooter.
He's way too big for that.
They said it's like rated small for 50 dog pounds. We'll see what happens.
Is it really? Yeah. Okay, send me a picture of that. Hop on and ride with electric e-bikes during their fall sale. Go to electricebikes.com and save up to $150 on a 2.0 e-bike purchase. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com. Check them out, people.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
What did I miss?
He's showing a picture of the dog pack.
Let me show it to you.
I got to see this.
Santos is not going to like it. He will not like it.
Then we'll get to our story about Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's the size of Santos.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
He's not going to like it. And you know what? With your back, that's not what you need.
Oh, not right now. Yeah. Work up to it.
Yes. It's a recipe for disaster. Tommy Lee!
Tommy Lee is going on OnlyFans. At a recent concert,
that's
he said...
terrific.
Yeah, isn't it? At a recent... Isn't it? Hey, well, he's going on OnlyFans, isn't it?
Sure, isn't it?
At a recent concert, he said his explicit photo was taken down by Instagram, so he found a solution. The answer is, it seems, to head to OF, where Tommy says... You can post what you want without any fear. He then showed off the goods, not his front side, but his backside. The words only and fans were on each cheek.
When he talks about finding a solution, I have another solution. Quit posting pictures of your junk. That's a solution.
Tommy took to Instagram soon afterward to confirm that he, in fact, started an account posting a similar shot of his butt and adding this caption as well. Here's the caption. You heard it here, man. Tonight, OnlyFans.com, Tommy Lee. Come join me over there for fun that Instagram won't let us have here. He also added some pics of his wife, Brittany Furlan, or Furlan, maybe as a tease. I haven't seen his wife. Do you, Oscar, can you find a picture of Brittany Furlan?
I can do that. I also know that Denise Richards is on OnlyFans as well.
Yep.
Don't ask me how I know that, but she is.
Carla is on OnlyFans.
And Mike, if she was, you wouldn't be doing the podcast anymore because you'd just be a wealthy man. Hold on a sec here.
Really?
You mean she subscribes or she has a page?
How dirty do you have to be on OnlyFans?
I don't think you have to be dirty.
I think you could wear like suits if you want to.
Yeah, that's what what Dirk does on his OnlyFans page.
I can't find a picture of her that's safe for work. Not here at work right now. I'll send it to
you. Dirk. Thank you for the anniversary gift certificate, Dirk. Appreciate it. Big time. Thank you. Ray J is making some huge claims about his infamous sex tape with Kim Kardashian after calling out her mother, Kris Jenner, for an appearance on James Corden's show.
Boo.
As previously reported, Kris was hooked up to a polygraph and asked, did you help Kim release her sex tape? Mm. She said no, and the polygrapher said that she was telling the truth. Ray J since tore into Kris and Kim saying, you have effed with the wrong person. Then in a 44-minute Instagram live session, he said that Kris aided in preparing the tape to be negotiated with Vivid Entertainment and that Kim was very much aware and involved. Ray J claims that there were three different sex tapes, two shot in Cabo and one in Santa Barbara, and that Kris handpicked the one in which Kim looked the best. Now, if I remember correctly, he was releasing the tape because she had dumped him. Right?
Yeah, no,
that's the way I remember
it. The way
it.
That it was set up, that this was a leak. But then the leak somehow fell under the, was it the Hustler umbrella? It was one of the main.
Vivid
umbrella. And I.
That's a bad umbrella,
Mike,
by the way.
I know what you're talking about because I took a deeper dive and it looks like, and I don't know
Does
how.
Does it look like they were culpable in this, the Kardashians?
It looks like there was a tape and Kris Jenner knew what it was worth. And she manufactured the leak.
The leak that Ray J had leaked.
Correct.
Boy, it's such a nice... All the people that involved, I like them all so much.
Oh, they're nice
much.
People.
Yeah, I don't know who to
Ray J also says in his contract with Vivid, Kim wrote the section describing the three tapes and claims her handwriting is right there. Under California law via TMZ, the person whose image is portrayed in such a video must sign off either directly or through an agent in order for the distributor to have a solid legal position. So
yeah,
there it is.
Look, it's not shocking that she's like this, you know, this puppet master of fame. And what you have to give her credit for is that she took this opportunity off the heels of, her one-time daughter's best friend, Paris Hilton, and created an empire out of it. And
yeah, it's amazing.
A quick anecdote. I sent you the text of Tommy Lee and his wife, not naked, but completely, just a couple.
If I had to imagine what she would look like, that's exactly what I would imagine she looked like.
They all look like Pamela Anderson, don't they?
They do.
Mm-hmm. In one way or another.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. You and I feel differently.
Well, you should go on OnlyFans, Mike, and get him a thumbs up emoji.
Why don't you subscribe, Mike?
She's a lovely woman.
She is, and he's a great guy.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? It's time to talk about the Royals. Are you still following that? I watched a little of the Scottish funeral
today. I'm all
in.
I subscribed to the BBC Plus just to watch a special.
I was debating whether I was going to come in today and do a... It still might happen because there's lots of time between now. A play-by-play, like the talking heads you see on CNN when they're showing you the different people, and we might do that.
I do,
Rob,
like...
We might have a writing meeting.
I do like funeral coverage. One of the best ever is...
Pony, you might be involved in this one, too. All right?
It's exciting.
I think you might like the project.
Oh, yeah.
Gerald Ford's funeral had a really great play-by-play.
They're just talking about the different luminaries.
Yes.
And the different customs and what happens during these. Let me... Queen Elizabeth's much-loved corgis have a new home. The late monarch's two dogs are now with the Duke and Duchess of York. Prince Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, a.k.a. Fergie, a source close to the Duke confirms to People. The Corgis will return to live at Royal Lodge with the Duke and Duchess. It was the Duchess who found the puppies, which were gifted to Her Majesty by the Duke, the insider says. You got a bunch of Corgis running around. Despite divorcing in 1996, Fergie and Andrew remain on friendly terms, and they still live together at their family home, Royal Lodge in Windsor. I understand that Prince Andrew will only be taking care of the younger dog. Thank you. I want to tell you. Okay, this is interesting. This is for you guys near your home base. Dominion Energy says about 10,000 customers in the Virginia Beach, Virginia area were without electricity for about an hour after a squirrel came into contact with equipment at a substation. The squirrel got between a circuit breaker and a transformer, causing a power surge that made the transformer fail. Power was restored about an hour after the incident. The squirrel, unfortunately, did not survive.
I understand he had a bad case of burned nuts.
My son, if he was only here, would love that joke.
Thank you.
He truly, truly would.
You know, was Glenda affected, Pony?
Probably. Probably. I bet it was
good
that
answer.
Nutsy.
Good answer. Yeah. 10 answer. And now a little something, something. There's evidence that
he's hanging his head in grief.
Ask me if my mom's still alive, Rob.
Hey, Mike, is your mom still alive?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
Hey, Mike, ask me if I'm going to survive the liver scare.
Rob, are you going to survive the liver scare?
Probably.
Yeah, okay. And now something, something. There's evidence that people are drawn to beautiful appearances, but how about beautiful voices?
Oh.
A study published in Frontiers in Psychology suggests that an attractive voice can help facilitate cooperative decision-making.
Oh.
Attractiveness is a key factor in human interaction and decision-making. Physical beauty has been associated with higher quality options in romantic partners and jobs, and even with better luck running for political office. Vocal attractiveness isn't a less thought of, but also influential factor that can be... I didn't read that correctly. Vocal attractiveness is a less thought of, but also influential factor that can be associated with conscientiousness and agreeableness in work settings. Previous studies have shown that facial attractiveness and vocal attractiveness are positively correlated. You got that right. This study sought to explore how voice attractiveness and gender can affect cooperative decision-making and attention. It is also the reason that Gilbert Gottfried didn't get the medical help that he needed.
Oh, God.
I am so sorry. Too soon?
Yes.
Sorry, Gilbert. Yeah. Sorry, I had to. I couldn't
help myself. But the story is true. I mean, just think back to Miss Bobby.
Absolutely.
You're paying for dessert.
Merry Christmas party.
Anyway, we will take a break and come back with something. Oh, I know what. We'll be right back.
Mike O'Mara.
Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Do you like not being hurt under bridges?
I sure do. There's nothing that excites me more than that static.
Yeah, it's great being on AM.
We're talking about the Mike O'Mara Show a little before 5 every Monday through Friday right here on the mighty AM 1630 KCJJ. Hope you give us a listen. You'll enjoy it. And remember, corn, enjoy it a second time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Only on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
That is an oldie but goodie. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. How we care for our minds affect how we experience life. So, it's important to invest time and care into keeping our minds healthy. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There's also BetterHelp Online Therapy. BetterHelp is professional therapy. It's done securely. It's done online, and it's available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime, and you can send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. even better. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And by the way, on a side note, I've had therapy without doing the Zoom calls, and it's worked great. Now more than ever, I believe in therapy, and BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them. Keep your mind healthy with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's BetterHelp.com/TMOS. All right, so I'm fascinated by the fact that Oscar has gotten Rob some sort of gig.
Yes.
I don't know what the gig is, but what's going on with that? I don't even know.
I get a hot call yesterday afternoon, and usually when I get a call from a friend that I haven't heard in some time, it's an emergency. Of
sure,
course, right?
Sure, especially on a Sunday.
Yeah. Also, Mike, maybe you or Rob or anybody, even Pony, reacclimating into your friendships coming out within the pandemic or this side of the pandemic,
yeah,
has been refreshing, but also very awkward.
Yeah, it has its challenges.
Because you don't know what people are comfortable with, if they've had COVID, they haven't, should you go out to dinner or what you shouldn't, whatever it may be. I've only been able to see maybe two people since the beginning of the year that I've been socializing with on a regular basis.
It hasn't really been awkward for me, but you know, it has been eventful, you know, as a semi-partial estrangement from my own family. But I'm doing okay with it. I'm doing okay with it right now. And
to be fair, though,
I mean,
Mike, COVID or not, you probably still at this point would have been estranged from your family.
Well, after speaking of therapy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so receiving a text from an old friend was a pleasant surprise. And as you and I well know, when a friend asks for a favor, it usually involves somewhat of our skill set and talent.
Right.
You have done auctions in the past. Mm-hmm.
Got one coming up in January.
Rob and I have done charity auctions and emceed those for years now.
Can I interject one thing really quick because I'll forget it?
Please.
I was asked to do the one at Happy Valley.
Yes.
Remember when I had the big scene last year?
Yeah.
And they went, thanks, but no thanks. Got re-invited.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
Well, did you say yes?
You snub them, right? That's what you got to do. You snub them back?
Nope. I didn't snub. I said yes. I opened my arms and my heart.
Yes.
Because you can bring top dollar for those burial plots that they're selling.
Amen.
I'm happy it's come back around. They probably were like, you know what? Mike does it better. Why not?
That's right.
So a friend reaches out to you.
Reaches out to me. I'm expecting to be asked to host some sort of event. And in the line of the text says, we'd love you to be a part of this, but we think Rob Spiewak would be the perfect fit. Someone. A friend of mine, someone that I respect, a captain of industry, reached out to me to get in touch with Rob Spiewak to host an event.
He's a mobber.
No, he's not.
He's not a mobber. He just saw him in action at the art auction and clearly knows he's a better host.
And wait till you hear what the gig is, Mike. It's a pretty sweet gig.
What an off-putting moment for you. I mean,
well,
how you
explained it to me yesterday when you, and I got a hot call from Oscar yesterday afternoon.
Begrudgingly, I called you.
And if he gets a call from a friend, it's normally because it's an emergency. When I get a call from him on a Sunday, it's normally because I've screwed something up.
True story.
So I pick up
the
phone.
Let me ask this.
Yeah.
The feeling you had. Was the jealousy of not being chosen first eclipsed by your lack of pleasure in doing that kind of a gig? Were you happy Rob got the gig because you don't have to deal with it?
No, I was...
Because your phrasing has changed since yesterday.
No, I'm jealous that he got the gig because the way it was presented to me was...
They said to Oscar, we have this event. We'll discuss what it is in a second. He said, we have this and we think you'd be good at it, but we think Rob would be great.
Wow.
Yes. I have the text to prove it.
And he called me, and when he said that, I said, you know, I've gotten compliments like that before. So
That's pretty good stuff.
It is.
It's a private home in McLean.
It's a private gig. I'm sure there will be cash involved. And not for me, but for Rob. But and As I said,
fundraiser at a private home.
Well, not a fundraiser, a birthday party.
Yes.
For a grown-up, Mike, for a grown-up, we should make this clear. And what the grown-up wanted, and what you were...
Good morning.
you were approached.
You said a birthday party?
Yes. You were approached by the wife of the guy who's going to be celebrating his birthday,
correct.
Right?
She's the part.
Hey, I want to say it's a real pleasure to be here at Bill's house, and you know, I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired, ladies and gentlemen.
You're reading
it wrong. My name's Rob Spiewak. I hope you enjoyed the canapé. What a fantastic night this is. My God, is that a pool? It looks like one of the Great Lakes. My God, that's a lovely thing, isn't it? I guess your mom and dad are here. Is this mom over here? Oh, hey, you must have been something before electricity, huh? Hey, lady. Wow, fantastic.
That's not exactly what they put out for.
When someone calls me to book Mike O'Mara, I feel there's no shame or concern. I feel pride because I have, you know, I have a direct connection to Mike O'Mara.
Sure.
When someone calls
you're the gatekeeper.
When someone calls me to gatekeep and book Rob Spiewak, I feel dirty. I love you. I felt dirty.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Hey, it's great to be at the Johnson's house. When they first asked me to host this this little soiree, I told them to go in their hat.
Mike, you stole my opener.
No, I kid, because I love. And speaking of love, I'd love to get out of here real soon. Thank you.
Is someone there to cover the valet?
But first, a song.
I'm a nice guy.
The gig is actually something I'm looking forward to. They need someone to host Family Feud. It's a game show gig.
At a person's house?
Yes.
They have a whole set they've built. Everything's ready to go.
That sounds fun.
It's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
My feelings are hurt. As I wrote back, I said, I've talked to Mr. Spiewak.
Mr. Spiewak.
I have secured him for next Saturday night. And the text I got back was like a bunch of, you know, emojis of thank you and praise. And then I got, we just didn't want you, this is what it was. It was, I hope you don't feel bad. We just didn't want to take you away from the party.
We asked 20 people to finish this phrase. One in the pink.
Oh, no. No, that's not it. And besides, it's 100 people surveyed, top five answers on the board. Here's the question.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Is it always 100 people?
Yeah. Finish this sentence.
100 people surveyed.
Top five answers on the board. Here's the question.
Okay. All right.
One in the blank.
All right. 100 people surveyed, top five answers. We asked this. I would rather have a frontal lobotomy than a... What is that joke? I'm sorry. What is it, Rob Spiewak?
Frontal lobotomy.
Oh, okay.
100 people were surveyed, and it was my neck, my back.
Oh, my and my
What? Wow.
Whoa. Well, I mean, it's a private home.
Well. So, Oscar, I forgot when we were mentioning.
Yes.
By the way, we've got are we going to make an announcement anytime soon?
About how you can get me in your house? Yeah, no.
I thought we were going to do a save the...
Yes, even though
we're not... I don't want to talk about it right now. We'll talk about it this week, though, right?
Correct.
Okay, but what Carl and I were discussing how fun it might be as an opening musical number. It's so weird that you said that.
Right.
If I was to come out and do a lounge singer version of some of the filthiest rap lyrics ever done. Like, you know, I think we were listening to, might have been, I'm not sure whether it was Lil' Kim.
Yes, a lot.
I think it's Kaisha who
Kesha.
With a dollar sign.
I think
it was Kesha. I don't know who it was. But who's the one that sings that, you know, my neck, my back.
Oh.
But it was just, I was in the car. Carla was crying laughing because I brought the lyrics up on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I was singing like that.
So you were like doing a show tune.
Yeah.
I was doing a show tune style with Carla.
I love it.
And it was big time fun. And she thought it would be funny to do. Now I've ruined it.
How big? People will forget.
No. How big do you think this party is? Because I asked. I said, how many people will be attending?
I would guess there would be, my guess would be 38 people.
50 people.
I was close. Not bad,
that's
but that's
intimate.
A good.
That's almost too small.
No, it's not. Okay.
Is it too small to play the feud? And are you going to dress up?
Yeah, actually, you know, Oscar, this one of my newest purchases since the weight loss is I bought a hip new jacket. And yes, I'm going to wear it.
Yay.
And it's one of the buttons to the top.
Oh, I love it.
It's very cool.
I love it.
It's very cool.
I felt dirty because, I don't know. It's almost, I know that you're a celebrity in your own right.
Yeah, thank you for diminishing it.
But they had to come to me to get to you.
Yeah, it's understandable, I think.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's understandable that you feel
dirty.
Somebody
went to you to get the pony.
Oh, you think?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, Rob, well, I know you like anime a little bit.
Yeah.
Tentacles and stuff, but we gotta get to...
But you know who has a VHS is pony.
You've done a lot of these gigs cold sober, too. It's not like you've been
sloppy. I can do this.
I didn't even bring up recovery. I was like, this guy, this is what he lives for.
Yeah. Just make sure there's cold vegetables, raw vegetables.
Oh, my God. We're running out of time.
Carrot time.
Well, that's exciting.
Mike, guess
that's
what exciting. Time it is.
What
it's
time
carrot
is it?
Time.
It's carrot time. That's exciting. Thank you all for coming out tonight at Howard's birthday party. We're going to have some real fun. Listen, I'd love you to give me a nice kiss like Richard Dawson used to do, but I got a little something on my lip right here. I'm just kidding. Thanks a lot. Help yourself to some cake. That's right.
I know what you're saying. Richard Karn has let himself go.
Would you like a one piece of advice?
Ooh. Yes, absolutely.
First of all, are they making it worth our boys' while
yes,
here?
Yes, I've negotiated.
Can you text it to me?
Can you text it to me?
I promise I will not reveal it
yep.
before we go to break. You
okay.
text it to me
They're
so
paying
I know.
Me
I'm texting.
In carrots.
I'm texting you. Hold on a second. Yeah.
And the other thing I would tell you is a hard
out
end time.
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you know, make sure that that's...
like from
that's,
well, I mean the game
has that
show
been
itself.
Mentioned?
The game show
I have
itself.
The times and dates, yes.
Mike, the game show itself only runs 22 minutes with commercials.
It's not bad. What else is he doing?
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
That's fine. Yeah.
How much
that's
is
fine.
It, by the way? I didn't ask.
I haven't told you yet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'd love to do something like that, you know? Add a zero.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, and
Mike,
we can...
Mike, they did add a zero, and that zero was me.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. I'll explain Carla's photo at our anniversary
dinner. Yeah, please
do.
Yeah.
Wonderful time. Good time was had by all. We'll be right back. Go Big Blue! The Mike O'Mara Show.
A salute to Her Majesty. The agony of back pain and the joys of online gambling. It's all part of the latest bonus show.
I'm going to gamble live on air.
Yes. It looks pretty good, Oscar.
This looks terrible.
He looks like a taxi cab driving down the street with both doors open.
Boris Johnson looks like he would see a chiropractor.
Pero de yo su vida para el país.
Do it. My wife.
Throw a sandwich against the wall.
I just won $300 million.
This is great.
I'm a degenerate gambler.
The TMOS bonus show covers more in 60 minutes than the TV news channels cover in 30. Be a part of the fun and get a subscription today at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I felt like I was in a massage parlor. It did not feel right.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now that Labor Day has passed and we're looking at autumn, it's a great time to chill and enjoy the beautiful changing weather. Oh, isn't it? It's great. I do miss
being
down here. It's a great time to spend less time in the kitchen and spend more time having fun with the people you care about. Now through September 17th only, Freshly has a special deal. Listen up. You can save $150 off your first six meals. All delicious, nutritious, and delivered right to your door. They're designed by nutritionists, prepared by chefs, and they fit your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always taste dynamite. Oscar loves Freshly, too. He lives on the Southwest Chicken Bowl. Mike, he switched from the steak pepper
corn. I got a new go-to. It's the Keto Chorizo Chili. I love it. The Keto Chorizo Chili.
Chili is such a great, when you're trying to manage things.
Oh, so good.
It's so nutritious, and you can eat lots of chili because you can make it healthy. It's fantastic. Get into the season with Freshly's post-Labor Day special and spend less time in the kitchen this fall. Now through September 17th, get $150 off your first six meals at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $150 off at Freshly.com/TMOS. Remember, Freshly.com/TMOS. For $150 off your first six orders if you order by September 17th. Speaking of food.
Yes, and we were.
We celebrated our anniversary today. Is my wife and I. We are celebrating our wedding anniversary. This is number 13. 13 years together.
Lucky it's 13.
It's been blissful. Carla hates me taking her picture. And that's the simple answer as we can get.
Why? But she's
how
beautiful.
How is that possible? Do you take bad pictures? What do you do?
She does not care for it. She just doesn't like it. She doesn't like me doing that. So
all pictures are just like when you sneak up on her in the shower.
She will like an occasional picture. She will pose for pictures with our son. But when it's just when I'm at, I like to be like when we sit down to dinner, I've been known to just whip out the camera and take a picture of Carla. And so Carla pulls this move.
I saw the picture, yeah.
Now, they brought me, both my son and daughter brought me great joy as well as frustration. The frustration was this. Carla had to go to the ladies' room, and as I'm sitting in the restaurant getting ready to order, I decided I would post it for the world to see. Great time at the anniversary dinner. By the way, I'm not like Ricky Gervais, who, I don't know what show it was on, but he shows pictures. He takes pictures of his girlfriend or live-in. I'm not sure. I don't know if they're husband and wife. I'm not sure. But he has pictures of, this is Jen with a new friend, and she'll be like in front of a statue or something. It's so funny the way he does that, and I want to get into the habit of doing it with Carla.
Mike,
as
the
well.
Traditional, do you know what the traditional gift is for the 13th anniversary?
What is it? I have no idea.
Lace.
Ooh. Lace. Oh, lace. Well, I'm not going to show you now, but it happens to be what I'm wearing under my golf shorts right
all
now.
Year long, right? Yeah. For the 13th
very, very
anniversary.
Exciting. Oh,
a breathable fabric.
Yeah, exactly. Nice
look,
wicking.
Look, with gender fluidity, I don't think there's anything wrong at all about me going into the ladies' department to buy my underthings.
No, I think everything about it is right.
Or a nice doily.
They feel good against me.
Well, he sits on a doily.
That's true.
Yeah. That's right.
It was a wonderful, and by the way, it was a good weekend because there was a 9-year-old birthday party on a pirate ship. The pirate ship that the last time I was on there was a super hot day. This was a super hot day. But I hadn't had a night the night before.
Like I remember
I did the last
previous
time
one, yes. Yeah,
I was on that. And the only thing, I'm talking to this guy who's just fascinating. He has something to say. He's smart. He's connected with... I'm not going to go into the details because I don't want to violate the private conversation, but he's into technology and he knows a lot of things about the world and satellites and space and all that. And it really was absolutely riveting. Like, yeah. I mean, I was totally engaged, but I was having trouble hearing because I'm a disc jockey that's had headphones on for 100 years. And B, I've got that stupid ass pirate patter. And they don't need, on a 60-foot little pirate boat, they don't need goddamn PA systems with their wireless microphones. They don't.
Patter.
They can speak loud. It's patter. Ah, well, there we go. It's like this. This is what I heard the whole time, all right? So, what we're planning on doing this is an aerospace.
And hi, kids. All right, we want to get the, let's line up, everybody.
So, one of the things I found fascinating is that I knew someone who was connected to law enforcement, and they informed me that when they...
Is it one pirate with a headset, or is it several pirates?
All of them. Three of them. At least three of them. I think all four of them. I think there were four of them.
One captain and two mates?
Yeah.
It's one captain and three mates.
Three mates.
Yeah. And a bartender.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
I mean, at least, look,
bartender.
I'll give you credit.
Bartender.
All the money you dump on the pirate ship goes towards, supporting the crew, which is great, but man, oh man. And then there was this blissful moment where you're out on the water and it's hot, but a thunderstorm came through right at the beginning, right before we left the dock, and it cooled things off, and the breeze was kicking up, and it was beautiful. It's nice to be on the water. I couldn't believe it. We got lucky with that. But I thought at one point where he's an interesting guy, young guy.
He's like
smart.
He's laying knowledge on you. You're like, oh yeah, the Starlink and T-Mobile and blah. And then you're thinking of like investment opportunities.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you got the pirates.
Let's say it was like that. It would have been like that. You know, it's just like what I would do. Seriously, if you had even a small amount of money in investing, I would.
But our kids, we're talking about a party about a bar.
R. If I hear R one more effing time.
Did anybody in the party dress for it? Were there eye patches or anything?
Oh, yeah. There were like adults that had, the little sash that they gave them and
nice.
Stuff like that. And a hat. A couple of people had hats. We weren't wearing anything like that. Yeah. My son, they had a little limbo thing at the end. Mm-hmm. And my son, fantastic limbo guy.
Yeah.
Did a really nice job. Mm. Really nice job with the limbo lore now.
Yeah.
He said, Daddy, can you? I'm like, sit down. It didn't work out.
You didn't dress up as a conquistador?
No, I was just, I went up to the top of the boat. You know, it's got the Spanish galleon thing. You have the high back where the captain steers the boat, mm-hmm. and then you have the other high end, which is the front, and had a fantastic time going up there until the little, like, 5-year-old told me, no adults up here. I said, that's ridiculous. I said, I am completely within my rights to be anywhere on this ship that I want to be. No, you're not. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Who is this mouthy little bastard?
You told him.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Okay, who is this mouthy little gentleman?
I don't know. Some kid.
Well, then
you know
what? He should go.
Somebody's kid.
I'm not going to say what I should
I didn't
say.
Get really over the top okay, how about if you're not up here because I throw you over the boat?
See, there you go.
Over the side of the boat.
Walk the plank. Arr.
Oh. Would you like to? I'm giving away their trade secrets.
Oh, what is it?
Okay, but the father, my friend, the father of the twin boys that were having the birthday party, great guy named Scott, and they made Scott walk the plank. And you know what that joke was?
It's a board attached to a rope, and they made him walk it, drag it around the deck. He's walking the plank. Oh, like a dog, you would walk a dog.
Oh, let me play this again.
Welcome to the pirate birthday party.
But I think really, but if you really want to invest in something that's going to be worthwhile,
I had the closest experience I've ever had to that is when Todd and I were friends, and he had one of his investment buddies around. And
nice that Todd came back and went to Zoolander's house.
No,
and,
in full disclosure. Todd did text me a day before he left. He said, I'd like to hang out when I come back into town, which I appreciated. That was an olive branch.
That's
that was
nice.
Something, right?
Did you respond?
I said, if I can book Rob Spiewak, I'm in.
No, but Todd and Zoolander, I saw their picture of their man love in the pool.
I was a little jelly.
We should have talked. You know, let's block out some time for that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's worthwhile because all three of us probably felt a little, ping of something.
Reach out, which I appreciated because you have a friendship with someone over 10 years and then all of a sudden politics and that rift come above. Yeah. That's tough. Let me just say.
I heard in that pool, not on camera, but Tucker Carlson was in the deep end snorkeling. What I think was going on there.
He didn't need a snorkel though. He can breathe underwater. Did you know that?
Fine.
Tucker Carlson has gills.
He has gills. There we go.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it was fine, and then
it's fine.
It was over, and then
was the pirate boat built exclusively as a pirate boat, is it like one that
100%
like a refab, like we talked to?
No,
that
it's
guy.
Actually it's actually kind of it's okay. I
it
mean,
could
it's
have
okay.
been better.
It could have been cooler.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Gotcha.
I know but you're on the water. The kids liked it. It's all about the kids. It's all about the kids and. They I violated my diet because we were going to wait till dinner to violate the dietary rules, but they brought out a coconut rum cake that they were little individual cakes. And I have to say, it was a religious experience biting into one of these. These were for the grown-ups. The kids got their little foo-foo, you know, frosting cupcakes. Sure. They handed these out to the grown-ups, and I don't know where this bakery is. I'm going to find it. I'm going to buy these things for Thanksgiving because they're that good. Yes, they really are, Oscar. Wow. They're really that
it
yummy.
It combines carbs and sweetened fruit and alcohol. I can't eat anything.
We just
in that
had
day.
A big conversation about your AC or whatever rating.
Oh, that guy. I'm
A1C.
Paying. By the way, I went to went to the crappiest drugstore, you know?
Is that what it says outside?
It's Walgreens. Yeah. I don't mind. It's a chain.
Yeah.
Out of the meds that I'm supposed to take. Thanks. Thanks. I'll just die now. Thank you very much.
It's a problem. I've been there.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, is it because the world has fatty fat diabetes?
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
I had to go to 5 drugstores to get needles. Mm. I had to drive all over the place to find my needles.
Jesus Christ, we're a fat pig society, aren't we?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
So I just started drinking.
If I stroke out, I stroke out. Who gives it?
You did
well,
your best.
If you're going to do it, Derek, doing the show, please.
Yes, we need the ratings.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. So, happy birthday. Happy
anniversary. Happy anniversary.
13 late.
Even though I do it for a living, I hate patter. And that's why the anniversary dinner, total silence. From appetizer all the way till dessert.
When she spoke,
We'll be back with Town of Sound.
Hi, this is Tom Brokaw. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike and Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike and Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
Welcome back to the Mike and Mara Show. This is a busy time of year, and the last thing you need is having to run out at the last minute to some overpriced druggie store, like I was just mentioning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just because you ran out of razors. The solution? Harry's. They deliver right to your door. In fact, I'm due for my Harry's
re-up. I used
a
fresh Harry's this morning.
Oh, I gotta get. I'm due. You never need to worry. I'm a Harry's guy for life. We're all in the same boat with that. Amazing price point blades that never seem to get dull, and the best shaving cream and body wash on the planet. Right now, you can get your Harry's starter set for just $3. Plus, you'll get a free travel size body wash. The set includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. That's a $16 value for just $3. Just visit harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction rating in the shaving industry, and they're still offering a no-risk trial. I don't even know why they bother doing it. They don't need to. Don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. No matter how busy things get, you can stay fresh with Harry's. Get your Harry's starter set today, and you'll also get a free travel size body wash. Go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS, people.
Sound
time.
Sound Town.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Right now. I thought we had.
No, she's back on Instagram.
She's what?
She's back on the Instagram and talking about the way she was treated by her family when she was being under the conservatorship.
Yes.
And this is new.
All right.
That her father made her get MRIs and wouldn't tell her why. And if you really want to know how she feels about her dad, I think you will enjoy this piece of tape.
One of the weirdest things I've ever encountered. I had 3 MRIs. I wasn't complaining about anything. I was just told I had to go. It was my dad, and I had no rights at the time, so I basically had to. During the conservatorship, I did it 3 times, and I stayed in there for an hour each time. And so the whole thing didn't make sense. I'm fine. I'm alive. The conclusion, the hardest thing is to just know that they were just being mean, and I really felt like my dad was trying to kill me, and I hope he burns in hell.
So there's that.
Well, I mean, if she's telling the truth, if that's a That's a bit of, you're going to have one Oscar for your back coming up here.
That's psychological torture right there.
Rob's fresh out of doing them.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But Mike, an MRI is not an invasive procedure.
Yeah, but to make someone do it?
If she think, first off, remember the butterfly net situation outside of the gas station.
That's true.
With a frappe. He might have been thinking, does my daughter have some tumor I don't know about? She's acting a little crazy. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. You need full disclosure. You need the whole story. I think there are two sides to this, but I'd like to know. It just seems to me if you're getting an MRI, we want to rule out if it's a brain scan. It sounds if she's in there an hour, it sounds like a brain scan.
Yeah. Could be.
Maybe he's looking for lewds and balloons.
Hi, I'm lewds.
Not balloons. Brittany, right. Brittany.
But here,
Brittany.
let's cleanse our palate. Please. Have you ever wondered what the Britney Spears song Toxic would sound like if you played it on electric toothbrushes, an epilator, and credit card machine?
Oh, it's exciting.
Oh, it sounds great. Sounds like this. Yeah, but it's great.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I like that.
Why don't you throw all those in an MRI machine?
Yeah, you know what? It sounds like an MRI machine. It's not as pretty as the original record, though. There's a guy on TikTok, and I doff my cap to Oscar for this one because he sent it to us on Sunday, I think.
Yes. Hey, are we live on TikTok yet?
No. We got the green light for the four-camera shoot coming up this Wednesday, it looks like.
Yes.
Very exciting. Yes. Very, very exciting.
But this TikTok contributor is named Zach Lower, and he said, what's it like being married to an average woman nowadays?
Oh, God. Oscar shared this with us over the weekend.
I watched it about 20 times.
This guy is just, it's like great food. Funny can be, if funny is simple, it's simple and funny,
it's
just the guy. You don't have to see him. You can hear him, but it's funny if you look at him.
His name is Zach Lower.
What it's like being married to a basic-ass wife. We have a third-row seating SUV, and we only have two damn kids. She likes to decorate with basic-ass signs like these. Look at that bottom one. We ain't got no f***ing Hayrud. I'm sure she'll have another one this year saying, it's follow y'all. We have more teal shit in this house than you could shake a stick at. We have one of those damn doodle dogs because this is definitely going to protect our house. We have inspirational quotes like this in our house. Family, love, faith, so blessed. But I love her, and she's one hell of a cook, and that's why I'm fat.
The end. I like him.
That's just straight ahead. Yeah. My favorite part, family, love, faith. I'm so blessed.
I like Doodle Dog. One of them damn doodle dogs.
Yeah, blessed to have this damn doodle dog. And what's great about the video is the dog kind of looks away like it's embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly.
Really funny.
He's called him on it. Really, let's end with this, Mike. You have a flight coming up before too long. And
yes,
Carrie's actually on a flight right now. And how would you like to be on this flight? It's no surprise. It's a Southwest
Where
flight.
Where is Carrie going? Because we'll talk about that tomorrow.
She's coming back. She was in Los Angeles this weekend. And
I want to hear all about it tomorrow.
It's a fantastic story. Anyway, right. Southwest, the pilot says he might have to not fly the plane because someone has been on the plane airdropping nude photos to people on the plane. And so the pilot actually had to make this announcement.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
Yeah, let's quit sending naked pictures and get to Cabo. The problem with
I had that story last week.
It's a separate, but here's the problem is they realized after they got the airbrush, the airdrops, that he was in an upright and locked position.
Bingo, baby!
That's all I got.
There we go. We're out of here, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. Support our bonus show.
Yes.
Get the bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com and do it today. And stay tuned. We'll let you know when we're going to be streaming this show on TikTok. We stream live on Facebook, and we stream also on YouTube. Check out our YouTube channel as well. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
is coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
A national emergency has been invoked, but the weather in Pakistan, extreme weather, is alarming.
I have no words.